Networking is one of the most powerful ways of enhancing not just our lives, but also the lives of others, professionally, financially, socially, emotionally, culturally, and in other ways. And it's one of the best and easiest ways of expanding your personal and professional opportunities. But networking is not about seeing what you can get out of people. Alas, this is a view too many people have, that it's mercenary and mechanical rather than nurturing and natural. Networking is about building relationships, and if anything, it's more about giving than getting. It's not about selling, certainly initially. Perhaps at a later stage, it's about inviting people to buy. There's a difference between selling and inviting people to buy. And yet, despite its potency, true networking is one of the least understood and properly practiced skills. Learning to develop your networking abilities therefore gives you a huge advantage over other people in your work and your non-work lives. I know this from experience. I get most of my business through referrals, word of mouth, and through networking. That's why I know, having done this, how you can have just two 20-second conversations with two people you'd never met before, and how this can lead to you earning six figures worth of income. In my case, the time for producing this course, the amount stood at $297,000 from just two initial 20-second conversations with two people I'd never met before. I was speaking at a large conference for human resources directors. At the end of it, I had two 20-second conversations with two HR directors, one a woman from a well-known private sector company and the other a man from a very high-profile public sector organization. In this latter case, I went up to the man, a gruff, no-nonsense alpha male, as he was getting his coat. I said hello and asked him when it would be good time for him and I to have a short chat. I didn't realise just how short it would be. In a matter-of-fact and no-mess way, he said, OK, you've got 20 seconds to tell me why we should work together. Go. 20 seconds later, he looked at me and said, OK, good. I think we should take this further. Speak to my colleague, he mentioned his name, and let's get something sorted. Within 4 to 6 months, I had earned about $50,000 in fees as a direct result of those two short conversations. Within 1 to 2 years, I had earned about $180,000 in fees as a direct result of those two conversations. And within 2 to 3 years, I had earned about $270,000 in fees as a direct result of those two short conversations. And by the way, that amount is still rising from just two very short conversations. So this stuff works. Networking can happen anywhere. Business meetings, public transport, public places, parks, stations, shopping malls, social occasions, anywhere we come face to face with someone, whether it be exhibitions, corporate events, parties, anywhere. I once got a great contract via someone I met while kayaking along 10 miles of Loch Tay in the Scottish Highlands. There was a group of us and I got chatting with one person in the group as we paddled west. I didn't sell, I just chatted, asking lots of questions, enjoying some banter, and I got to know them. By the time we arrived at the inlet on the south side of the loch, they turned to me and said that we should do business together. And so we did, and it paid well. So much so that I bought a supersports motorbike for cash, had the roof of my home redone, and went on a great holiday to the Caribbean just from paddling and chatting. This is the essence of networking, being yourself with someone in such a way that you get them to enjoy being themselves with you without expectation on either side. And I can give you numerous other similar examples where amazing opportunities have come from seemingly innocuous interactions. So to help you be open to creating your own networking opportunities, write down two lists of at least 10 of the following two categories. First of all, places, from your work to your gym, parent support groups, hobby locations, and even Scottish lochs, where you can develop opportunities for you and for others. And in the second list, titled people, work colleagues, family, friends, to those random others you meet at sporting, cultural, social, even shopping occasions, with whom you can develop a mutually helpful relationship. Okay, please pause this program for now and do the relevant accompanying exercise that comes with a worksheet for this lesson. This is important because this exercise is going to help you embed what you're learning here psychologically so you become much more effective practically. In other words, how you now apply these skills to become more successful in the real world. And when you've completed this exercise, then please continue enjoying the lesson. Thank you. You'll be surprised at just how many opportunities there are out there. And there'll be ones that have been right there under your nose that you just hadn't noticed. Now, not everyone will understand or want to develop a mutually rewarding networking relationship. That's their loss. This is because they're clueless and or curmudgeonly. And anyway, they're more than likely to be the sort of people who'd regard this as an onerous undertaking, perhaps regarding it, or even you, with suspicion. Well, they're going to be too much like hard work. Forget them. You need like-minded people who are genuinely happy to help you as much as you're happy to help them, and you never know what it will lead to, professionally and or personally. So please take the following action to make sure you're in the best possible position to create profitable networking opportunities. 1. Identify and write down what you do in a concisely compelling way. You can check out or recheck the lesson on how to introduce and explain you, your business, and your brand. Then practice saying it until it sounds smooth, natural, and engaging, but not cheesy. 2. Identify and write down the sectors you work in and some of the interesting people you know in those sectors. Why? Because if you meet someone who works in one of those sectors or wants to know more people, you can always connect them, but only if they deserve to be, and the person to whom you could connect them can benefit tangibly or intangibly from that connection. 3. Identify the things that interest you as a person, whether it's scuba diving or cycling or going to art galleries or baking cakes, in which case you and I should definitely meet, as I love cakes. Anyway, the reason for this is that the conversations that are, for the most part, going to resonate most with those you meet involve those people talking about things other than their and certainly your work life. I've had some amazing chats with people about them and their love of Italian food, fly fishing, rugby, the paintings of 17th century Dutch masters, past lives people think they've had, mountaineering, skiing, cars, motorbikes, I used to ride big and hair-raisingly fast super sports motorbikes, families, children, divorces, politics, medical conditions, yes, being amazing what people tell you when they get going, being arrested and jailed, that's me, and even sex parties, there's a story behind that as well, and much more. These people really opened up, and with most of them, it led to business for me either directly from them or from people who they recommended me to. Now, I contend that every single person you meet, no matter how seemingly dull their job or business might be, and no matter how dreary or dull they might be as a person, everyone has something about them that is interesting. It is your duty to discover this and make the most of it for both their and your benefit, unless, of course, they're unpleasant, unhelpful, or unhinged, or all three. 4. Identify and write down a list of people you know who have networks which could well contain people you can get on with, personally and or professionally, and meet up with them, especially if they get invited to events and certainly if they organise them. So you can be given an entree to a whole new network, thereby creating more professional as well as other opportunities for you and other people. 5. Identify and write down the groups, organisations and other collections of professionals that organise events and get-togethers. You get breakfast meetings, evening drinks, cultural get-togethers, and many more. I organise one myself called the Monthly Mingle, which is an open event that's aimed at getting people together, whatever their professional, emotional, financial, or cultural status and situation. Then go to some and get chatting to people. Some of these events may not be for you and what you're trying to achieve, but you never know until you try. 6. Make sure you have engaging business cards. Nothing too dull or too cute or overcooked in a desperate bid to grab someone's attention. Over the years, I've met quite a few people who fall into the last category, and they proudly give you a business card that either comes in several different parts, perhaps initially connected to each other, that then fall on the floor or in my drink, or that look like a pocket-sized art installation. And they've looked at me with a knowing smile because they think they'll stand out. They sure do, but for the wrong reasons. They try too hard to be different. Such overcompensation can be a disservice to them. Also, make sure your website marketing material looks great as well. 7. Make sure you have the right clothes for you and your brand and that you're well-groomed. 8. Do your intelligence gathering about the event, like where it is and how you get there, who's due to be there, where they're from, how many are due to be there, how many rooms will you be networking, how long will you have for the networking and at what times, will there be food and drink, what time does it start and end, will there be name badges, these are often pretty naff and they invariably misspell my name. I mean, who the hell is Stan Brockwell? I know who Sean Brickell is, that's me, but I have absolutely no idea who Stan Brockwell is, or for that matter, Sean Bricknell. These are both titles I've been given, and misspelled name badges, appalling. Anyway, the more information you can gather, the better prepared you are practically and therefore psychologically. Okay, please pause this program for now and do the relevant accompanying exercise for this lesson that comes with a worksheet before you continue. Thank you. What you've learned in this lesson: networking can happen anywhere. It's about places as much as people, and some of the people you meet have no idea about networking, therefore see it as the work of the devil in some cases, and this is why they're missing out on so many opportunities. So don't be put off by the negative naysayers. And you now have 8 steps to help you do the right sort of preparation beforehand in terms of identifying the people you'd like to meet, what you can talk about, and how you present yourself to maximize your impact when you're networking. Now, coming up in the next lesson is networking choreography, how to properly engage a room full of people. So, onwards.